You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Max Wood, Josh Ward and William Symington were university friends who, in 2015, co-founded Tala, a young lighting brand with sustainability at its heart. Through thoughtful product design and energy-efficient LED technology, they create lighting products that are both beautiful and long-lasting. Indeed, they're designed to endure for 10 years or more. 2.5 years since they set up, and the company now employs around 50 people, and is about to embark on a new journey with a brand new studio in London. Today, two of the co-founders, Max and Josh, are here to talk us through why they decided to strike out on their own and how they've grown Tala into a lighting brand with a difference. First up, here's Max.
We all decided that we'd have a crack at starting a business together. And the initial interest was always around kind of sustainability or looking at kind of energy security in general. And so, yeah, we started on our journey together during university in the last year. We had a few cracks at some different ideas and finally stumbled across lighting.
We were all interested in it. I mean, that's not my background either formally. So we were kind of all interested in products and product design and sustainability in these big, broad areas. I think over the first couple years, we all found our natural place because, you know, at the start, everyone does everything anyway. We were doing a solar project together, and through that project we kept getting asked about lighting and what are some other options to kind of increase your sustainability somewhat on a project. And that's when we started looking around at the market and then spotted this big gap of these objects just weren't being kind of elevated into something that could be a bit better than a commodity.
So we were working on a project for a long period of time over in Portugal, and the partner that we were working with had these beautiful heritage buildings. And just as Josh said, you know, they were asking us, look, is there anything that could more immediately affect the energy bills here? The obvious choice was lighting, but we realized that there was nothing on the market that would actually fill that gap and really sit comfortably in that aesthetic. So immediately from looking at this gap in the market, we thought, actually, why don't we go out and try and design and build our own? And if we can look at a small market in London and serve it to kind of the high end and get it verified there, then we think that we have a shot at, you know, entering this industry. And that was really the genesis of it.
Combining the aesthetics and trying to elevate them as design objects, because they've always kind of been forgotten about in that sense, with a focus on sustainability and brand and also service and people behind that. So I think as a team, we've got quite an interesting model around how to build and supply these objects into the market. I think it's just a focus on what humans really like when you're appreciating lights and how it makes you feel in a space. So going into the colour temperature of a room, the way that the geometry of the actual light source kind of makes the object look or feel. Just playing around with the attraction there. I think humans are like naturally very attracted to light. And whether it's at the design end where you're dealing with like sculptural glass or something more functional that's just quite beautiful because it's simple, I think those are the things we just focused on really early on, just trying to make it really clean. A lot of the lights ours will replace in the market are still incandescents, which really haven't changed for, you know, 150 years. The energy consumption alone and the longevity of just, they last for a very long time, essentially, is that. That's the core of the sustainability argument.
You know, being a manufacturing company, you have a certain margin that you achieve, so you can grow quite organically with that margin. But we really want to kickstart things and accelerate that. And so we took on 2 rounds of investment, the seed round, which kind of took us to about a team of 15. And then through sales and then another round, we're now a team of 50. And we've got an office, Tala Studios, up in Vine Street in London. And then we just opened an office in Brooklyn. But I think, you know, just on from that, the business has also changed over time in terms of the way that we operate and the channels that we develop. So we've got 3 key channels. One is retail, where you can go and pick us up in Heels or John Lewis. Another one is where we will roll out across hotels or restaurants. And then the other, which is really interesting for us, and a newer channel, which is our partnerships, where we will find people who manufacture beautiful fixtures at scale, and then we will partner with them to be their lamp option. So our kind of in-house mantra is that for every beautiful fixture, a beautiful lamp should be sold. now that we're kind of growing a bit more, we have quite a lot of inbound, and we are quite selective with who we work with, because we want to work with either people who are doing something incredibly cool from a design perspective, or someone who's mixing design with scale, and that's kind of our commitment to scaling the low carbon economy. For every 200 units we sell, we plant 10 trees. So the more units we sell, the more we're actually fulfilling our pledge to the environment. So it's a mixture here.
We've been developing our new studio for the team in East London for the past 8 months. We're in the process of moving in now, so we'll be doing a kind of full launch in September for London Design Festival. But it's, yeah, a big project. It's a kind of combined space between showroom, materials lab, and a studio for all of our team. It definitely represents a coming of age for us in terms of, A, just not having to move around every 6 months as we grow, but also, you know, really representing and giving us the space to kind of create in-house and not always be in these temporary spaces, which you can't put a lot of love into.
We can put our stamp on our new studios. And we had quite a surreal moment when we first went to them when we signed the lease, which was quite an arduous process in itself. But it was an amazing moment because, you know, we've gone from pretty much a shoebox or Williams living room through to an attic, through to a shared space, then into a studio, and then finally into the new office. So we've done a lot of moves over the last, you know, 2 years. So this one's significant.
Thanks very much to Max and Josh, co-founders of Tala, for coming in and sharing their story. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.